We're going to get into the NBA ratings for Christmas Day here in just a second. Brief channel update first. More than likely, I'm only going to get one video up today and tomorrow. I'm going to play golf this afternoon. I've got plans tomorrow afternoon as well. But honestly, I just need a little bit of a break. I enjoy what I do here every day. I really do. And I don't want to come off as complaining because I just complained about this earlier this week. But YouTube, over the Christmas holiday, has made it extremely difficult to do business. Or at least they have the past 2 weeks. And look, they are not targeting me because of my content. This is not a philosophical issue. This is not a political difference of opinion here. Trust me, I have spent hours over the last 2 weeks looking into the issue of content not suitable for advertisers. I'm not the only one dealing with this problem right now. This has been an ongoing problem, apparently, for the past year, maybe 2 years. This is a systemic problem, a systemic issue. All content creators are dealing with this. And in a way, I really do understand YouTube's position. After the adpocalypse a few years ago, I don't really blame them for cracking down on monetization. They don't want to be liable for someone else's content causing a problem, so I get it. But the problem is, you can't get any answers from them. Yesterday, for example, the damn YouTube bot said my video on John Madden was not suitable for advertisers. Why? Hell, I don't know. Neither does anybody else. No one can give me an answer. Then to top it all off, the video that I did on Bob Fitzgerald, the backlash with Bob Fitzgerald, the Golden State Warriors, the damn thing's live yesterday for 5, 6, maybe even 7 hours. Everything's going well, all good, doing good numbers for a channel my size. 11 o'clock last night, I get an email. The woke NBA, they hit me with a copyright strike on that video. I used 2 clips that were both about 15 seconds long. I didn't show any live game action. The NBA claims that I stole their content. Now, that will get resolved. This is clearly an issue of fair use. But it has just been one hurdle after the other lately. I don't want to get pissed off about it. I don't want to get burnt out. So I think I'm going to scale back today and tomorrow just so I don't get burnt out about it. All right, enough of me bitching and complaining. Let's get into NBA ratings for Christmas Day. I do need to give you an update on one thing. The other day, when preliminary numbers were released for the Nets-Lakers game in primetime on ABC, I checked 3 different sources because I couldn't believe the number. It was 2.7 or 2.9 million viewers. I can't remember, but it was in that range. And all 3 sources were way off. Once the final numbers came in yesterday, Nets-Lakers actually drew 5.8 million. A significant increase from the preliminary ratings, but that is still a dreadful number. Absolutely god-awful. That is down nearly 20% from last season, when no fans were in the arenas. Now, to be fair, the NBA, they didn't have the NFL as competition in primetime last year, but still, it wouldn't have mattered. It would not have mattered. Every other channel on television, they could have been showing sleeping cats. The NBA still wouldn't have drawn a good number. The state of the NBA right now is depressing. It really is. I've told you guys many times, I love the NBA. Or I guess I should say, I used to love the NBA. But the regular season has become meaningless. The players don't give a shit about it, so the fans don't give a shit about it. When I'm watching the NFL on Sunday afternoons, stadiums are loud. You can feel the audience on television. Now contrast that with an NBA regular season game. You can hear a mice fart in the rafters. There is nothing exciting going on in the NBA right now. This league makes more news from what happens off the court than anything that happens on the court. Think about it. What was the biggest story in the NBA heading into Christmas? It wasn't LeBron versus Kevin Durant. It wasn't Warriors Suns. The biggest story heading into Christmas was half of the stars in the league being forced to sit out because of the NBA protocols. LeBron sent social justice warriors into a panic on Christmas Eve when he tweeted about the COVID. There are a litany of reasons why the NBA is struggling on television right now. We have talked countless times about the sins of the political past catching up with them in terms of the wokeness. But another reason is Fans have become accustomed to stars missing games for absolutely no reason at all. You look at the injury reports before games, and you see guys like Kawhi Leonard sitting out for rest. It sends the message that NBA regular season games just are not that important. The game's inconsequential. And with that being the case, why would the casual NBA fan sacrifice 3 hours of their time to watch when Kawhi Leonard can't even bother to show up? The 5 Christmas Day games last weekend averaged 4.1 million viewers. That is the lowest number in 13 years. Now, the media is going to blame competition from the NFL. The NFL has stolen Christmas from the NBA, just like they stole Thursday nights. Now, wait a minute. 3 or 4 years ago, numerous dumbasses at ESPN were claiming that the NBA was going to overtake the NFL in the ratings. Remember that? The NBA is more popular on social media. Their stars have bigger platforms, bigger followings. The NBA will be the new ratings king. Now that it hasn't happened, and it will never happen, NBA defenders claim that the ratings really don't matter. Go tell ABC ratings don't matter. Go tell ESPN, TNT ratings don't matter. Go tell advertisers who pay big money for ad time that ratings don't matter. Ratings are the only thing that matters in television. It's why television shows all the time get canceled, low ratings. It would be like me saying my analytics here on YouTube don't matter. I would be a dumbass for thinking that way. It's how I get paid. The NBA's largest source of revenue is their broadcast rights fees. You know how networks determine how valuable the NBA is? Television ratings. Historically, the biggest day of the NBA regular season is Christmas Day. 2018, just 3 years ago, LeBron James and Steph Curry drew over 10 million on Christmas. Today, they're drawing half that number. Steph Curry and the Warriors drew 5.2 million. KC, I thought you said Steph Curry was the biggest draw in the league. He drew less people on Christmas than LeBron James. On paper, that is true. Mathematically, yes. But you have to put things into perspective. You have to properly analyze the situation. LeBron James was in prime time. His only competition was Colts Cardinals on the NFL Network. NFL Network is available in far fewer homes than ABC. In a largely uncompetitive game on NFL Network, Colts Cardinals still drew damn near 2.5 times the audience LeBron James did on ABC. They drew over 12 million. Steph Curry was competing against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, one of the most popular quarterbacks in the NFL and one of the premier franchises. The only team in the NFL more popular than Green Bay, the Dallas Cowboys. Packers-Browns drew nearly 29 million people. Against heavy competition, Steph Curry grew the NBA audience 21% over last year. So LeBron, in prime time, declined by 20%. Steph Curry, mid-afternoon, heavy competition, grew over 20%. That's over 2020, though. Those ratings are compared to 2020. When you compare NBA ratings to 2019, the picture's even worse. LeBron James and the Lakers were down 34% compared to Clippers-Lakers in 2019, which drew nearly 9 million people. Steph Curry and the Warriors, they were down 21% compared to Rockets-Warriors in 2019. I don't care how you look at this. This is awful news for the NBA. One season of bad ratings, you can write that off as an anomaly, just a bad year. 2 seasons of bad ratings, it's not necessarily time to panic, but you have a problem. 3 straight years of record low ratings, it's time to ring the alarm. This is now a trend in the NBA. It seems like every big event, every big day, the league's breaking records for low ratings. Crazy thing about it is, no one in the NBA seems to care, at least not publicly. I don't see or hear any plan to increase ratings. I damn sure don't hear the mainstream media talking about it. If NBA ratings were growing, if they were through the roof, ESPN would be telling all of us how great and exciting the NBA is. Instead, they are more concerned with Kyrie Irving being allowed to play. He's unvaccinated. He's going to spread this disease across the country. This cannot happen. We must all remain safe. NBA ratings are so bad right now They are getting beaten by meaningless college bowl games. Hell, on Christmas, they damn near got beat by boxing. I'm talking about real boxing, not that bullshit Jake Paul does. Anyway, let me get out to the golf course. Let me know what you guys think of the NBA's dismal ratings. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.